Radio 14 KMHL here in Marshall. As we do, welcome in Meg Luwagi with the United Way of Southwest Minnesota. Meg, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you, Josh?
I'm doing super duper. The weather is beautiful, except, I mean, it was a little slippery here this morning.
A little bit slick, a little bit Seattle-ish.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm appreciating the fact that it's not 30 below zero.
Or blizzarding.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, March Madness is coming. Mm-hmm. There's still time.
Looking forward to that. Hey, you know, there's not a whole lot of time left for the Dine Local, Help Local event, which is coming up, looks like, according to my tally, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. We have our last one tomorrow at Wahlburgers at Hy-Vee from 5 to 7. So they will be donating 15% of sales to us from 5 to 7 p.m. Have you been out there?
I have been out there a couple times now.
Yeah. Good stuff. I know they changed the menu recently. They streamlined it.
Yeah.
So... yeah.
I remember watching like cooking shows. I believe it was like Gordon Ramsay. Mm-hmm. You know, he'd come in and restaurants, they'd have like five pages worth of stuff. And like the number one thing was you need to cut it down.
Streamline it.
Yeah. So there we go. Wahlburgers already getting to work on that.
That's
part
right. There.
But of course, we're really getting excited for this Friday. What do we have going on?
We have the Brow Brothers Beer Pairing Dinner this Friday starting at 6 p.m. It's going to be a great time. We're very excited about this. We're so very fortunate to be partnering with Brow Brothers again for this event and with Visit Marshall for this. It's going to be a great night. Weather should be great, right?
Yep.
Yeah, no blizzards.
See,
no.
We haven't gone through our forecast yet because, you know, everything got shuffled around. But
that's true.
Here, let me tell you, Friday, high of 37, partly cloudy skies. Friday night, a low of 25. So that's
perfect. Perfect evening to come out to Brow Brothers and enjoy a beer pairing dinner. You know, not just a fun night, but actually a culinary experience.
And this, this is a big thing. A lot of people took part in this last year.
Yes.
Rave reviews.
And, always.
And we're trying to, you know, do we have a couple seats left?
We have a few seats left.
Yeah. Okay.
It is space limited, but if you're still interested, you could certainly give us a call or go out to the website and purchase those tickets. But we also, this year, for the first time, we have some of our auction items out online.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. So a chance to take part in this without... Yeah. Maybe you're busy.
If you're not able to come, you know, weather is great this year. No excuse for that. But if you're just, you know, it's busy. It's a busy time of the year. I don't know if there's any time that's not busy. But if you're not able to join us, you can go online. We have a gala bid platform out there on our website. And we have some really amazing, wonderful donations this year. Start off with 4 club level tickets to the Wild versus Senators game on April 2nd. And this comes with a parking pass.
So nice.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Big time. And we're very fortunate that Carlson Stewart and Refrigeration donated that to us this year. So that's a really nice package. Going with the sports theme, we also, once again, have 4 lower level tickets to Timberwolves game. With a one night stay at the Lowe's Hotel. And that's the hotel that's attached to the stadium.
You know, we should have had this discussion last week when the Timberwolves were still in first place in the Western Conference. They've bumped down to number 2 now.
Well, but they're still pretty good.
They're still in there.
My son is a season ticket holder. He's a big time supporter. You know, Minnesota sports, you have to be in there for the long haul.
I got to give credit to him because of all the Minnesota sports franchises, the Timberwolves, it's been rough. And I'm kind of in the same boat. I've been a big fan of the Timberwolves since I was a wee little boy.
A wee little lad.
And it's tough. That's the reason why I lost all my hair.
Oh, actually. Is it really?
Yeah, no.
The stress from the Timberwolves?
That'd be
you could have just said
fault.
Minnesota sports in general. We started watching Minnesota United this year.
Very fun to watch.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
When they play well.
It's
another,
you know,
one of those teams where they have a super awesome stadium.
Yeah.
And sometimes they can play really well. And then other times it's like, yep, Minnesota sports.
But you know what? Live sports in general.
Yep.
They're awesome. Doesn't matter what level, if it's high school, college, you know, live sports are the best. So there's two wonderful auction items to get your live sports in. And those are wonderful. We do have a really special 25th anniversary engraved growler. For the 25th anniversary of Brow Brothers. That was donated by Nick and Jill over at AP Design. So that's a nice, I think it's 64 ounce insulated black growler. So that's pretty.
And it's not one of those Stanley mugs, is it, that everybody keeps talking about?
You know what? I had no idea about that. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
The it Stanley really, that trend really blew up over like the last month. Last week, I feel like.
I was like, do you mean like the hockey, the Stanley Cup? People are getting, I don't understand. And then I'm like, you mean like the cup that all my farmer people have that.
I have a Canadian friend that I was talking to, and he mentioned the same thing.
Yeah.
He's talking about the Stanley Cup because there was a news story about how a woman like stole like 64 Stanley Cups.
Oh, my word.
And my buddy's like, well, I thought there was just the one Stanley Cup.
Yeah, like that's what I was. I'm like, the Stanley Cup, not the. Okay.
Anyways.
We digress.
Just a little bit.
A little bit. So, no, this is not a Stanley Cup. This is a insulated, engraved growler from AP Design. It's beautiful, actually. And then the Marshall Chamber has offered up a coupon book and two tickets to Taste of Marshall for this coming year. So that's a really neat item. Here's a great item. I think you guys have had some work with Vicky's Camp and Country.
Oh, yeah.
So Vicky was generous and donated two general passes for all 3 days.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a whirlwind, isn't she? She's great.
I had the chance to chat with her.
Yes.
To you know, learn more about the last year's event.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's a firecracker. That's
boy,
for sure.
And they've got a nice lineup for artists coming.
And what's cool to see, I mean, it's right in our backyard.
Yeah.
And it seems like it continues to grow and grow and grow. So mm-hmm. that just, you know, bodes well for the future.
Yeah.
Each year it's just gonna get better and better.
And one of my favorite bands is coming there.
Oh.
Yeah. Sawyer Brown.
Oh, Sawyer Brown, really?
Yeah.
You like
yeah.
6 days on the road?
Yeah. Love that group. Love that. Ever since, you know, dating myself, Star Search days.
Oh, yeah.
The original, you know, what do they call that? Original American Idol or whatever. Back in the day. Yeah. So that's great. That's two general passes. So that's 6 passes total, 2 for each of the 3 days. So very excited to work with Vicky over at her Camp and Country Jam. We do have a handcrafted wooden charcuterie flight set that's coming in by one of our board members, our committee members that makes it himself. We have different baskets. We have a wine basket and a champagne basket for all of those who like mimosas and Minnesota wines.
Now I feel like you're a wine person.
I am a wine person. Yeah. Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
Champagne is New Year's Eve only, and that's about it.
Oh, you know, I would, you know.
I wouldn't turn it down, but it's not like I'm going anywhere and being like.
I actually do. Not so much the champagne as Prosecco. I'm more of a Prosecco fan. You know, you keep it in the fridge for special events like Tuesdays.
Kind of the other day that ends in Y.
A day that ends in Y. Yes. So we have those two baskets. And then we have some wonderful gift certificates this year as well. We have a gift certificate from Southwest Minnesota Medi Spa. We have gift certificate and a tumbler from Well Suite. We have a 12 gift certificates from the Shine Center. So you could do a wash a month for the whole year. Atlantic Place came back again this year for us, which is great. Gift certificate for 4 for a chef's table dinner for 4. So that's
Is that nice. Where you get to pull up and the chef himself makes it in front of you? Or
that's no, but it's more he picks the menu.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a 4-course dinner that chef will pick for you.
Awesome.
So it's going to be a wonderful experience. We also have golfing certificates from the Marshall Golf Club. The city of Marshall donated a family swim pass for 5. And yes, the pool will be open next year. The year after will be the new swim pad that they are doing. So this is for the, you know, the vintage, the classic pool.
You know, it's wild, like it lasts, you know, this is a limited time chance to go check it out.
Last time. You know? Yeah.
I remember the last time I was at the Metrodome and, you know, was that a super duper amazing facility with all the finest amenities? No, but it was still cool to experience it one final time.
Was that Vikings game? The last Vikings game?
Was it the last? It was the one where, was it the one
I was
where
there
Adrian
too.
Peterson, was that the one where he was rushing for the record? Was that the year?
I don't remember, but I know I was there for the last Vikings game at the Metrodome. I actually, you know, got to dance in the Metrodome.
Really?
When I was on the SMSU dance line. Mm-hmm. We used to dance there when the football players played. That was an experience.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, sure.
We're going to have to ask you more questions about your dance line.
My college days. Yes.
Maybe off air.
Maybe. Perfect.
What else do we got? Looks like Prairie's Edge Casino as well?
Yes, we do. It's a gift certificate for $25 with either of the lounges there and a night stay either in the hotel or the campground.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And that's a number of gift certificates there once again with this auction in person and online, correct?
Yes, yes. And then we have some bundles too.
What else do we have?
We have from Half Pint Coffee Company in Walnut Grove. There's a nice gift bundle of coffee products. From Heaven on Earth, we have a bison bundle. Performance Foods is doing a burgers and grilling tools bundle. And then one of our newest companies or businesses in town, Wings Axe Company, has got a little merch and some gift certificates put together for us.
That's a spot I got to visit. Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
It looks so cool.
Yeah. We went there for my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you have fun? It kind of looks like you had a blast.
I enjoy it. Yeah. Personally, I enjoy it. I do not throw well, but I still I still enjoy it. It's a great place. If you haven't been to Wings Axe Company, I believe they open on Wednesdays through the weekend. And just a great spot, a lot of fun. Give it a try. Do something different. Get out there and give them a try. Yeah. Then we have a home decor set. It's a tall mirror and some vases from Kayla Swenson with the Diner Realty. And then, you know, I have a llama issue. I don't know if we've ever talked about the llama issue.
I don't know if we have. I was very confused by this.
I had the llama problem prior to taking this job, but llamas are kind of a thing with United Way because of the Imagination Library with Llama Llama Red Pajama book.
Yep, yep.
But I've been collecting llamas for many a year. So we like to donate a llama basket.
Are we talking 5 years?
Oh, probably more than that.
10 years?
Possibly. Yeah.
Not 15.
No, not 15. Okay. No, 10. 10 for sure.
That's a solid decade of collecting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because my husband says I can't have one. He knows someday I'll just drive up with one and we'll have one.
You got a pickup truck, right?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
And a trailer.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go get that llama. Yeah. We'll have Prosecco with our llama.
There you go.
On Saturdays. So our llama basket has a beautiful stuffed llama and then a bunch of different books and activities and different things for children. So we like to promote our early childhood literacy with our llama basket.
There we go. There are the auction items, the fun stuff. And
Are the ones online. Other ones you have to be in person to get.
We even have more.
Yes, we do.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we do. But you have to be there.
Yep.
You have to be there if you want those.
And once again, the best way to get there is how?
Go online or give us a call. You can call us at 507-929-2273 or go online at unitedwaywmn.org and look at the beer pairing dinner page.
And if you haven't been convinced yet, let's talk about the food and the beer pairing.
Food and beer, because that's what it's about. It's a beer pairing culinary event. So it's 5 courses.
Which is, you know, pretty good for me. It's not good for my New Year's resolution of, you know, trying to.
But January's almost over. Those have already gone by the side, haven't they?
You know, I just chatted with Jessica Dames at the Marshall Area YMCA where we're trying to reinforce our New Year's resolutions. And here we are like, we already kicked those down the road, right?
Yeah.
You know,
pretty much. Maybe.
Maybe.
We can reinvigorate them in February.
There we go. That idea. Well, let's talk about the food. Let's talk about the appetizer.
Yes.
Small bites.
Small bites. I know.
Yeah.
I told Mary, I said, Mary, you have to give me an example because I'm going to talk to Josh tomorrow and he's going to go, what's a small bite?
What's a small bite?
Yeah. She didn't tell me.
Okay. There we go.
I'm guessing it's maybe there's a variety of small items. So you won't need a fork. You won't need a knife. It's a small bite.
It's going to be one of those things where the fancy waiters walk around with the trays and, you know, you just pick what you want off them, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm intrigued. Don't you want to know? Don't you want to find out? You should buy a ticket and come.
Exactly.
There you go.
We also have a soup and a salad as well. Tell us more.
Oh, you're going to tell us what beer we're having with those small bites? Oh, wow.
Jiminy. Yeah, I forgot. It's a pairing.
It's a pairing.
So I'll see. I got to go to my other page here because you got the beer. How about I talk about the food and you talk about the beer?
Okay.
All right. So we're going to have small bites for the appetizer.
Yes.
And then to pair with that is going to be...
I got to find it. It's the Old 57 and then also Three Tree IPA.
It. There we go. Old 56.
I'm sorry. Old 56.
Unless they added the year. Old 56 and Three Trees IPA.
Correct.
With our small bites.
With our small bites.
There we go. I have your updated email, by
the way. Thank you.
And then our soup is, looks like Mexican street corn soup.
I'm intrigued. That
sounds amazing.
Uh-huh. Because Mexican street corn, the dip or the street corn itself, delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
And then the beer that goes with it.
You're going to pronounce it because I can't.
Luchador Dia Los Muertes.
Yes.
Which is, we try to do some...
We tried to figure.
Because it didn't really make sense in my head with my only 2 years of high school Spanish.
And none in my 0 years of high school Spanish.
It's essentially Wrestler Day of the Dead, because we know Dia de los Muertos is Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
And this is Luchador Dia los Muertos, which is...
So wrestler or fighter.
Yeah. And those luchadors, those are the ones with the wrestlers with the masks.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting name.
Very now, excited
to see. Do
we
know where that name came from?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I can guess, but I do not know.
Okay.
I will. Well, and you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Dusty Brow will be telling us all that.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, because he will guide us through these five courses and the beers. So if you want to know how that beer got that name, you're going to need to buy a ticket.
There we go.
And come.
You know how to do this whole... sales thing. Hey,
yes.
What's our salad going to be?
Our salad is roasted beetroot and goat cheese salad.
Beetroot.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Roasted beetroot.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Have you ever had beets?
That's what I'm trying to think. I don't even know if I've had beets before.
So roasted beetroot is a fancy way of saying roasted beets. Beets are really good for you. They're really good for your blood.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do know that.
Yes.
Because I know my grandpa, he would.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. They're really, really good for you. So I'm excited about that one.
And the beer's going to be Whitecap Crystal Wilt. Wilt?
Wit.
Wit.
Wit. Yes.
I was going to say, you probably don't want it wilting.
No. And depending on if the beetroot is hot, that could be a wilted salad.
Oh, my.
Then our entree.
Yeah.
All right. Butternut squash and sausage rigatoni.
And the beer is going to be, I'll let you pronounce that one.
Oh my goodness, I don't have a list.
Oh, it's the No Wahala. Hazy IPA.
See, this is why we need Dusty. We need Dusty to guide us through this culinary adventure, because he will tell us.
We can't pronounce half of this.
We cannot
stuff.
Pronounce half of them, but I know that rigatoni is going to be delicious, and it's going to be perfect for that night. It's a real hearty pasta dish.
And the dessert looks really good as well.
If you can eat pistachios.
You can't eat pistachios? Yeah. Oh, you know, I was jealous of you for a lot of things.
Well, definitely do you want me to save my piece?
Is it a pistachio like allergy then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. You are missing out.
Well, no, that just means my husband gets more.
There you go.
Because he loves pistachios.
Your husband made a great choice.
Yes, he did.
Double the pistachio for me.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. And then the beer that's going to go with it is the Dirty Blonde Stout.
Dirty Blonde Stout. Yeah. So that should be great. It should be amazing. And Dusty will do a great job guiding us through all of those beers and food, because he will come up each course and explain the beer and the notes and possibly brewing information, and I hope for sure names, how they came about certain names, because that will be exciting to hear.
And then you will have to report back to me and tell me how many of those words we
got close to.
There we go. So folks would like to learn more I mean, I feel like we pretty much gave them everything they could possibly know besides the correct pronunciation.
Yes.
If folks would like to learn more, maybe buying a ticket for themselves or their friends or a couple other folks too.
Yeah, we do have some available still.
How can they do that?
They can come to the office. They can call us at 507-929-2273, or they can visit the website at unitedwayswmn.org and then go to the beer pairing dinner page.
Can we talk about the food and the what's in the cookie jar at the
Absolutely. United Way? Absolutely. I'm sorry you didn't get your December cookie jar. I was out of town.
Surprisingly, I had enough sweets around the holiday season where I made it through.
Okay. Okay. Well, this time.
Speaking of New Year's resolution, by the way.
Yeah.
This feels like a solid chunk of deliciousness.
Well, this is baked by my Kate in my office. Mm-hmm. So she was making bundt cakes. She made two different kind. And I said, well, Josh likes milk chocolate and dark chocolate. Mm-hmm. So she made you two different ones, one with frosting, one without. And it was a cream cheese frosting.
You could have mentioned. Oh,
well, okay. I have it right here.
Well, yeah, but there's a window between us.
And it's pretty. It's got edible blue glitter on it.
I'm glad it's edible.
Yeah, she would give you here's some glitter.
Well, if it's cream cheese frosting, I might try that one.
All right.
Okay, yeah,
I might try that one. So,
I already put my hands all over this one, so I get both, right?
Pretty much.
Okay.
All right.
My plan all along.
Mini chocolate bundt cakes with cream cheese or no frosting.
That's another thing. Is we have a regular size bundt cake.
Uh huh.
This is adorable.
Yeah, I know. Right?
You can put it in your pocket. I've never seen a bundt cake like the mini
size. You haven't seen the little bundt cake?
All of our bundt,
you go
big or go home, you know? Better feed a family of 20 with that bundt cake.
Those are shareable sizes. That one is personal size.
Perfect. Well, I'm going to enjoy this.
Yes.
Anything else folks would like to know? I feel like we covered a lot of stuff. Well, we pretty much covered one and a half events, but we talked about the one big one.
The one big one. And again, there's more items available, but you have to be present.
There you go.
To get those.
Which means you got to get a ticket.
Yes, you do.
And not a speeding ticket.
No, not a speeding ticket.
Take your time on your way in.
Yes.
A little bit slippery out there.
You don't even have to drive. You can just go online or give us a call.
Meg Luaci, appreciate the update. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.